Today is the 5th of December, 2017. Good morning, everyone. You know, having been raised in a doctrine that emphasized the free will of man, which does not exist, by the way, being programmed that way from birth, is evidence that it takes a divine miracle from above to show us that God's love is eternal. It's a decree from God Himself. We're told in 1 Samuel 2:9 that by strength shall no man prevail. Then said David to the Philistines, "Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied." Do you realize that those who hold on to their free will are coming against the God of Israel? They're defying, shaking their fist in the face of Almighty God. And David put his hand on his bag and took thence a stone and slung it. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone. You know, in reality, God prevailed over the Philistine, over Goliath, didn't he? There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. Behold, the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. I glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities and in reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. 2 Colossians 12:9 and 10. You know, when we think about the origin of faith, the origin of belief and repentance, and that we must most certainly affirm that it all comes from God. I've entitled this The Faith of Christ. All faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, delivered us through the Spirit working by His eternal love. This gift of faith and salvation was an eternal decree given to us by the Father in past eternity. Before the foundation of the world, we were adopted into Christ. This everlasting inheritance was purchased by a perfect sacrifice. Slain from the foundation of the world, it was decreed that he would die. He was manifested in time for such a worm as I. Yes, all faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, and God's people are secured forever by this eternal love. What a proclamation this morning. This had nothing to do with us. We had no hand in it. It all came from Him. To God be the glory, great things He hath done. Okay. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and power and wisdom and might. You know. And so this is the contrast that we see between those who want to pat themselves on the back for letting Jesus into their heart and those who realize through the power of the Holy Spirit that life comes from God, the origin of our faith, our belief, our repentance, everything comes from God. I'll read this one more time this morning. Faith of Christ. All faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, delivered us through the Spirit, working by His eternal love. The gift of faith and salvation was an eternal decree given to us by the Father in past eternity. Before the foundation of the world, we were adopted into Christ. This everlasting inheritance was purchased by a perfect sacrifice. Slain from the foundation of the world, it was decreed that He would die. He was manifested in time for such a worm as I. Yes, all faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, and God's people are secured forever by this eternal love. Well, I hope that this is your belief that you've been given by God. I hope that you are not trusting or relying on something that doesn't exist, which is called the doctrine of free will, but that you have been given the gift of faith by Jesus Christ, and it's been given to us from the foundation of the world if we're His. God bless.